Good morning, Rich State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, February the 9th. Getting there close to Valentine's Day. We're going to start giving you some hints here as we get closer and closer to Valentine's Day on what to do. Always joined by Bad Bob.
Came to work this morning by the dawn's early light, no longer coming to work in the absolute pitch dark. Indications of good things to come. Beautiful sunrise, though.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about the weather here in a couple minutes. But you can get a hold of us at 530-605-4567. This is Talk Radio. Or you go to KCNR1460.com and get on into our chat room, as many, many of you do, and get at each other. So and with us, and hold us to task. But speaking of being held to task, and by a beautiful taskmaster, here she is.
Masker or master?
Master. Master.
Who is that mask man, Robin? Oh, boy. Well, it is going to be a beautiful day today. By the way, yesterday, those winds came up all of a sudden the other day. But besides that, we are looking towards a beautiful high of 65 today. Sunny and clear, and tonight a low of 35, so it's getting into that really great, brisky winter night again, pulling up the down comforter. Today, it is considered to be, on this February 9th, Weather Bureau Day. In 1870, the United States Weather Bureau was authorized by Congress. We think people always just sat around and talked about the weather, but it took an act of Congress to do something about it. The Weather Bureau is officially known as the National Weather Service, NWS, and as the Department of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. Also, some facts you may want to know about on this day in history. In 1963, the very first Boeing 727 took off. It became the world's most popular way to fly. And in 1964, you'll love this, several days after their arrival in the U.S., the Beatles made their first of a three record-breaking appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. The audience viewing the Fab Four was estimated to be 73,000.
What year was that?
64.
You know, I think I saw that show.
The Beatles sang "She Loves You" and "I Want to Hold Your Hand." I was there. I remember too, because it was black and white TV in Pleasant Valley, California.
You were three.
64. No, I wasn't.
No, you were old enough to remember.
I was eight. So, okay, let's see here. 1996, Broken Arrow opened in the U.S. to the Thriller stars John Travolta and Christian Slater. The Simpsons became the longest running primetime animated series in 1997. And that's probably it on the front.
No, I see that one. It says on this date.
Dale Haley.
In 2009, climate warming, global warming was declared a hoax. And Vice President... Oh, okay, that wasn't it. Just a little humor there, because it was Weather Day. What, they're bad bombs?
How about Oberman going to work for Al Gore's network thing?
Oh,
gee, what a surprise that is. You've got a crazy man working for a liar. So.
Oh, man.
Or a liar working liar. No, okay, I got it mixed up.
What a all match right. made in heaven that one
you know, is. Oberman working for Al Gore for his network. What's Al Gore's network? I mean, I guess we should.
It's one that nobody's ever heard of, actually, so far. But they're hoping that Oberman's star power will get them up on the radar.
Yeah, it really worked for MSNBC.
Okay. Hey, we've got a couple tickets to give away here. This is going to be really a fun weekend, of course, coming up. You're trying to figure out what to do with your friend or your girlfriend or your wife, and hopefully they're all of the above. You can take your family.
They're all the same person, is what you're saying, not a group there.
Well, it could be a group, too. So you take your wife or girlfriend. And anyway, so we have a couple tickets we're going to be giving away later in the program to All My Sons, the Arthur Miller Riverfront Playhouse special, which is going to be this Friday, and The Last 5 Years, which is going to be Thursday, February 10th. So we have a couple tickets if you want to get in and get the last of those before they go. I want to talk about something in the news.
Okay, but we've got to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about good news, but stores in downtown. We're going to be talking about a rezoning issue that could affect a lot of people right here in Shasta County. We want to talk about Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Sal Agudon. And a couple of other great things have just happened in the last day or two concerning veterans, but also how our government wants to put another $53 billion into a new rail system. We just have all types of things to talk about this morning. Plus, we have Dr. Michael Kaufman and Ann Muir, Dr. Ann Muir, who was in Egypt when the protest began. So stay tuned. We've got all that coming right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 714 on February the 9th. What a great day it's going to be. 605-4567, or hop into the chat room.
The chat room is open at KCNR1460.com.
I think it started already.
We love your exchanges. Yeah. By the way, beautiful day today with, I'm looking at a forecast here from yesterday. Going to be high today at 65, warm and sunny day. It's currently 47 degrees. Weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Well, it's January. It's February. Now, this Valentine weekend, we've got Jimmy Bryant on keyboards playing up there on Friday night. Make your reservations, 474-5546. We're going to go up and have dinner. Jimmy Bryant is well-known around town, kind of a piano bar type of guy. You might know him as a DJ, but he has a long history of doing a piano. Just playing great songs, playing all the hits and everything. And then Sunday, of course, is Candace Lavolsi. You got something there that's on the tip of your lips, but I also want to bring up something as well.
Well, here's just some news, veterans news, is that Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Sal Gunta is getting out of the Army. Yeah, he is. His enlistment is up this June, and he plans on getting out and going to college, and probably in Colorado, he says. And either a business degree or something in the outdoors. And so we wish him the very best, a Medal of Honor recipient. He's the only living recipient, or the only service member that received the Medal of Honor while alive, all since Vietnam. The rest of the recipients have all been awarded this medal posthumously. So we want the best there, of course, for the Staff Sergeant. The other big thing is that, remember how we've been talking about this huge, huge mistake Governor Brown made in pulling almost $10 million out of the veterans budget for the state of California. With everything else this man could have cut out of that budget, he chose to proposed cutting out $10 million, and that would have a direct impact. On our county veteran service officers that do so much. For every dollar spent there, they get back 100. For every dollar spent on the county service veterans officer, they get 100 back, plus Operation Welcome Home. Here we have 30,000 Californians returning a year from the armed forces. Unemployment and young veterans is up over 15.5%. And then he wants to cut $10 million out. Well, my friends, a lot of people didn't like that. A lot of people spoke their mind, as they should. And on Monday, that money in a subcommittee hearing was returned to the California veterans. The money was returned back to the county veteran service officers and Operation Welcome Home. I want you to know is that our Senator Doug LaMalfa was one of the key figures in this and leading the charge. But also, so many of our veteran service organizations, American Legion, AMVETS, VFW, Order of the Purple Heart, many, many more. So give yourselves a hand for getting on the phones and calling and getting this changed. I can't be happier about that. Now, the next step is tomorrow. Call your congressman, call your assemblyman, call your senators. Call there and their Department of Veterans Affairs down in Sacramento, and let them know, hey, they're having the next meeting tomorrow for the subcommittee is occurring tomorrow. So we have to keep the pressure up, and let's make sure that money stays in there. This is not a time to cut money to the veterans.
Currently 7:18 in the morning. Hey, we're gonna take your calls this morning, 605-4567. I do want to share in the fact that, support your local theater. We have, I could give you four tickets to the last 5 years That is February 10th. It's a sneak preview before it hits the public that is given to the press here. And it is called The Last 5 Years. It is a musical, wonderful musical here. February 10th starts at 7:30. And there's going to be hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that. So it's a great way to support local theater. It's written and composed by Jason Robert Brown. For tickets here by calling 605-4567. We have more tickets later on, but that's that for now. One of the things that, you know, we were talking about this morning as we try to figure out, you know, we have special guests that are scheduled to come on, but we start talking about other things. And one of them is in Grass Valley. The Grass Valley Union reports that Nevada City Police received a call Monday afternoon from a Grass Valley woman who complained that her ex-boyfriend had posted photographs of her on Facebook and that he refused to take them down. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen something that somebody's put up on Facebook.
It cringes. Yeah. Well, people can put up photos that go to your site that you never put up. We must have 50 or 60
on
there.
It's called tagging.
Yeah, but I've never put any pictures in there.
It's tagging. Okay, so when contacted with authorities, the man said that he removed the pictures. 2 hours later, the ex-boyfriend called the police to report that the woman had posted nude photos of him on her Facebook page. Officers counseled both individuals and persuaded the woman to delete the revealing images. You know, well, that's the other thing is that when stuff's on there, it's like, how do you unfriend somebody? I wish we need to take a course on.
It took me a long time to figure that one out. I finally figured that out, though. How do you unfriend somebody? I mean, it's and then when you do it, you know, because then I made a comment about it on Facebook. I said, you know, it's trying to unfriend somebody. And then somebody wrote to me and said, I hope that wasn't me you were trying to unfriend. It wasn't.
Well, also, we have, of course, in the news, we're talking about how texting is taking over with, letters like OMG. So, and we were talking earlier with, well, there's a couple other things like, you know, WTF and stuff like that, that, you know, what do these really stand for? But the reality is that even with Sarah Palin and it's the culture that we're dealing with now, kids texting from room to room. In their own house, rather
than sitting on the couch texting each other.
And lol is something that I used to say. What the heck does that mean? Laugh out loud, lol. That it is. It's affecting our. We're going to take a break. We wanted to talk about before that, and you know, get your way in on that. How much has that affected where you live and what you do right now? How people have, their English has changed and how they interact with you because it's become this texted kind of. Linga. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. We got the phone lines filled up. We got the chat room going. 7:25 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite. Give him a call at 244-1988. He guarantees his work. He's a local guy, and he's a veteran. His new location is 1345 Liberty Street. He does our Dish Satellite. We're really happy with it. Again, BNT Satellite, 244-1988. Let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gary.
Yes, I just wanted to call you folks and remind you that the Reading City Charter Exploratory Committee is going to have their first meeting tomorrow night, February the 10th, 5:30 in City Council Chambers. And this is looking into possibly changing our form of government in the city of Reading, and very important, and people should attend to see what's going on.
I think you're absolutely right, and I expect that they will be reporting out on a regular basis because we need to find out about charter cities.
Right.
So, okay, Gary, thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
You too, my friend. Okay, Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're peachy.
What's going on?
Peachy's good. Oh, I was just... commenting on the state of, you know, all the media. It's funny how the more things change, the more they stay the same. Because there was a time if you wanted a message, you either had to send it a letter or you had to talk to a person. And then they came up with this cool thing called Morse code and the telegraph, in which you would send a coded message that someone would then decode and give to you. And then we came up with this really neat thing called a telephone. You just talk into it. But now we've gone back to texting where people are sending coded messages that you have to decode again.
Are you saying we're moving backwards on the evolution trail here?
If it walks like a duck, talks like a duck.
Yeah.
Texting has its place. I mean, I know for me, as I'm going down the road doing my runs, if one of my regulars sends me a text saying, "Can you be there at 10:55?" I press the number one on my phone. It automatically says yes back to them, and they know I'm going to be there.
So you're reading this text while you're driving there, Texan man?
Red lights only.
Okay.
Red lights only.
Okay. Hey, you know, the other thing, too, is that we had a teacher on that said that in her classes that she noticed that the kids were talking differently. They're talking in abrupt, you know, sentences. They're talking texties. And she says that it's happening. She's realizing it's also happening in their homes. Kids are talking to each other differently. They are not having the conversations that they had before. The families aren't talking to each other like they did before.
If they didn't Romeo and Juliet today, it'd be like night and stuff. Alas, parting is such sweet sorrow. You know, it'd be a night, N-I-T-E.
Yeah.
That'd be it.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, Jay, thanks. And make sure that you're not texting and reading anywhere else but those stoplights.
Of course.
Okay.
Except for when I pull over.
Of course, when you pull over. All right. Thanks a lot,
right,
Jay. Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thanks,
yes.
Taxi man.
You too.
Hey, by the way, when we had a bunch of calls that came in all at the same time, so those four tickets... we're going to be taking a break here for the news.
Open.
So the switchboard's open. The four tickets for the last 5 years. Line one is open. Give us a call at 605-4567. 605-4567. And you can take your friends and family. It's a musical. And it is, the tickets are just given to the press before the public is open, to the last 5 years. February 10th. So give us a call, 605-4567.
Okay, all you freedom lovers. Oh, we got 30 seconds. Never mind. Okay, I'll talk about it when we get back. Hopefully we'll have our phone call coming in here over the break, so we'll be talking to the good doctor. And then again at 8 o'clock, Amira will be here to talk about what happened in Egypt when she was there on vacation. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and the local radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 7:34 in the morning, and it's February the 9th. And you know what? You always look for a good place to have breakfast, right? How about Lumberjacks? 501 East Cypress, they have breakfast specials. Now, not just do they have the breakfast specials, they have great breakfast in the morning. But these breakfast specials are killers. $3.99. Ham and eggs, big plate of food, includes hash browns, two eggs and toast. They've got chicken fried steak, New York steak and eggs. The most expensive breakfast special is only $5.99. What a great deal that is. And it's a local company owned by some of our citizens, our neighbors. That's Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress.
Yum.
Of course, tonight, in case you're looking for something to do, it's the 4th annual Eat Desserts First. That's at 5:30 at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Sundial Bridge. It's $20 tickets, and the proceeds go to Riverfront Playhouse. You know, of course, we're always about supporting local theater, and by the way, I do have two tickets to the Riverfront's Playhouse, All My Sons. Spectacular play, drama by Arthur Miller. That is for Friday, February 11th. These are $17 tickets. I have two left. First caller at 605-4567. Can get these Friday performance tickets by calling 605-4567.
You know, the House voted 277 to 148 to change the USA, United States of America Patriot Act. They're rejecting extensions of certain parts of the Patriot Act provisions. They pulled a bill from the floor because of dissatisfaction about extending trade benefits for three South American countries while continuing a program that helps retain Americans who lose their jobs to foreign competition. The Patriot Act would have also renewed the authority for court-approved roving wiretaps that permit surveillance on multiple phones, also addressed with Section 215, the so-called library records provision that gives the FBI court-appointed access to any tangible thing relevant to a terrorism investigation. And the third deals with a lone wolf provision of an anti-terror law that permits secret intelligence surveillance of non-U.S. people not known to be affiliated with a specific terrorist organization. So they've a number of Republicans have gone over with the Democrats and said, you know what, this is too big of an infringement on our own personal liberties. Let's take another look at this. They're still in the act. We just have to go back, and they require a two-thirds majority, and a vote was seven short of reaching that level. You know, anything, you want to keep the country safe. Let's take a good look at it. There may, you know, some of the things that we have seen passed have a tendency to lean in the other direction. Frankly, I would like us to, of course, keep the surveillance. But can we do this in a way that, you know, that it's legal, that we know how it's doing, and it's not just a willy-nilly, hey, let's just watch everybody. Now, Bernie in Shasta County. It appears that there's a Shasta County rezoning. Shasta County is looking at rezoning for Bernie and Fall River Mills. And they're saying is that there's a possibility that they want to move low-income housing out there, that they have the ability to do that, that they have it's already set up. They've already got the sewers and all that. But the proposed rezoning is part of the county's latest update of its general plan, which maps growth and development. And, of course, Bernie, Cottonwood, and Fall River Mills are just kind of questioning this. They have the water and sewer districts to accommodate the high-density housing, but they're saying is that, you know, moving 700 people units into Bernie and 329 into Fall River Mills will have a impact on their community and maybe not be the impact that they're looking for. So if you want to go to that, that's the Shasta County Planning Commission. That meets at 2 p.m. Thursday at the Board of Supervisors Chamber.
Something I wanted to bring up, and I've got to look this back up, that was on that really kind of very much irritated me, was regarding dog sledding. And if I could pull this back up again, because this was in Canada,
right?
And I don't have, I don't have it in front of me now.
Well, what you were talking about to me when we were talking about this right before we started was the fact that they had all these dog sled rides for the Olympics, and then all these dog sled companies that were giving rides to tourists, and one of the companies went out of business, and they killed.
Here's in front of me now, and I wanted to get Bob to weigh in on this because Bob and Brenda Belongi have judged.
We've done announcing, and we have good friends up there who are professional mushers. Patrick and Lisa are absolutely top quality people, and they take excellent care of their dogs. The dog sledding, the mushing community is just upset and freaked out about this incident because it puts them all in a bad light. These people, most of them, by and large, the mushers. The dogs get better care than most people do.
Well, it says a lot of the it was Whistler-based Outdoor Adventures, which also offers snowmobiling, snowshoeing, and horseback excursions in the Whistler area, complained of post-traumatic stress from carrying out of the company's order to kill 100 of its 300 dogs execution style. Now, I don't know about you, but I know a lot of people like myself feel like people who do that kind of thing. That there is really.
If they're going to get rid of them, they should take them to a humane spot. You're right, but to kill them like that, it wasn't even humane.
No, there was nothing humane about it, and they should pay deeply and dearly. We should hold these people so accountable, like jail.
Oh yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Just like Michael Vick went to jail. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, our guest, Dr. Kaufman. Michael Kaufman will be on, and he's going to be speaking this week at the Sierra Conference, Sierra Cascade Logging Conference.
What's the point of that?
And he was, and he wrote a book called Rescuing a Broken America, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Since we get back from these messages. 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
I would like to give a little bit of a history of if you don't mind, Doctor.
No, that would be fine.
Okay, Dr. Kaufman. Michael Kaufman will speak at the conference kickoff breakfast on Thursday morning, February 10th, that's coming up, at the Gaia Hotel in Anderson. Dr. Kaufman's new book, Rescuing a Broken America, is a must-read for those of us who stand for private property rights, individual responsibility, and believe, like Ronald Reagan, that our best days are yet to come.
And by the way, that's how I end all of my emails. The best is yet to come. Learn why America is deeply divided on how an increased knowledge of the Constitution and its foundation can heal that divide. Dr. Coffin has been featured a TV guest on the Outdoor Channel, C-SPAN, and numerous national radio shows such as Marla Madeau's Point of View, The G. Gordon Liddy Show, and right here on Free Fire Radio. Welcome to our program.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Dr. Coffman, tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, the book was written actually about 10 years ago. It was too long. It was almost 1,000 pages. It went into the history of what has happened to the United States over the 250 years that we've been in existence, how it came about, who was responsible for trying to subvert the Constitution of the United States, and how we can individually stop it and go back to a much more constitutional footing that will give us freedom. It was too long. I put it on the shelf and sat on it for a long time, and then about a year ago, I realized that we had to have this information out. It was too long, so I cut it down to about 200 pages, made it much easier to read, and as a consequence, we now have a book that has really been quite popular just because of the nature of the fact that most people don't have any idea why we're in the mess that we're in right now.
Can you boil it down to why we're in that mess?
One of the things that we have going on that people do not realize, we have the right and the left, Republicans, Democrats, and all the rest. What we don't realize is that there is a world philosophy, a view of how the world works that has penetrated the United States that is very, very destructive. And this is the basis of what we see mostly coming out of what is known as the progressives. The progressives are very much in control of Washington at this particular point in time. They've been around for 100 years. They were basically discredited at the turn of the 19th or 20th century. And they went underground and were there for quite some time, but have now resurrected themselves. And what happens is, it's not that these are evil people. What happens is that they have a worldview that is 180 degrees opposite of that upon which our country was founded. It's based on the concept that the government is supreme or sovereign over the individual. That's what controls most of Europe at this particular point in time. It's basically socialistic in its nature, but even that is not the key point. The key point is the fact that they believe that the government must control private property rights in order to be benevolent to the people. That is very destructive, as the Europeans have found out and are now trying to get out of the mess that they're in right now. But we're still headed pell-mell into the same kind of thing that's gripped Western Europe for quite some time now. It's based on the writings of who is known as Jean-Jacques Rousseau from France. I don't know, many of you may have heard of him, but he basically wrote in the 17th century, or 18th century, what then was picked up after the French Revolution. Most people don't understand that when Jefferson went back to France after the French Revolution, he was very pleased with the fact that the French had rebelled and thrown off the crown. When he got there, he was horrified. I mean, literally horrified at what he found. Patrick Henry was with him. Patrick Henry was so stunned that he was almost guillotined because of the kind of government that was set up was going to be repressive and so forth. It was only because of Jefferson's intervention, having been a previous official from the United States, that
Patrick Henry was almost beheaded because he spoke his mind about what he was seeing there?
Yeah, that is correct. He spoke his mind about what he was seeing, and the fact that it was going to be very oppressive. It was going to be as oppressive as the monarchy was, and he was right in many respects. It had eventually led to, the whole philosophy led to communism and fascism and so forth. Here in the United States, we're based on the concept of what John Locke wrote back in the, about 100 years earlier than that, that the individual is sovereign, that the individual has the right, that the individual is the government from which then laws, just laws and so forth are made. So we have a worldview that is 180 degrees different from what our founding fathers actually were allowed to give to the people through the Constitution of the United States. And because of that, we've had one of the greatest nations in the entire history of planet Earth, and we are about to lose it.
Okay, Doctor, we're going to have to take a quick break here. When we come back, we want to talk about some ways we can stand up and try and take this back. And I realize you're here, and we're going, and we want to talk about you're going to be speaking tomorrow. Or I'm sorry, on the February 10th at the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. And we're going to talk about how you can get your, how people can get tickets on that. But when we take this quick break and we come back, I'd like you to say, is what are just some of the things we can do to make sure that we can take back our government? All right, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
1460. That's us. And the chat room is open at KCNR1460.com. Our guest is Dr. Michael Kaufman, who's the keynote speaker at the conference kickoff for the Sierra Cascade Conference. And he is a noted author. He will be, of course, this year's keynote speaker. He'll be on the West Coast for a week starting February 10th and be speaking at several events. If you are interested for tickets, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com. This is about taking back America. And welcome back to our program, Dr. Michael Kaufman.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, you know, we're watching our producer. He just sweated copious amount because he goes, I don't know if it's still there. So, hey, we're glad you're back. Okay, Doctor, you know, you sound like we sound like a place up here that you're just going to love.
Oh, yes. In fact, I'm a native Californian, and I've been up to Northern California quite often, so I do love the area.
Well, you know, that our what we think is somewhat different than a lot of people down in Southern California.
Right.
Okay, Doctor, we've got like 7 minutes left here. What do you think? How do we start taking back? How do we take back?
Well, we've seen the first steps of that in the 2010 election. There is no question that we have a major problem. We have a $14 trillion budget or debt at this particular point in time. We didn't get there by doing the right thing. We got there by doing the wrong things. We have a serious problem with a bloated government that's beyond control. And it all needs to be reined in. And one of the ways that that's going to happen is as people become educated, if they begin to understand what is really happening to this country, they can really start to take action to solve it in our electoral process. That's the way our country was set up. As long as we have the elections, we can throw the rascals out. And we saw the start of that in 2010. Unfortunately, a lot of the people that were elected were as bad as the ones that we put out because people, we have been basically dumbed down. It's been deliberate in our educational system. We no longer have constitutional education within our school systems. We have no concept of what it was required to have a free government that we've had over the last 250 years. And we need to be educated. But if we are educated, if we begin to realize what is being done in Washington right now is really 180 degrees different from what our founders intended, and it will destroy this country. There is no doubt about it. We're seeing it already. It's going to be very difficult to go and take care of this $14 trillion debt. But the fact is we can do it at the election box. There is no question. I have seen it. I'm very impressed with what we can do. But we need to be educated. The other thing is, and it's fantastic, that is happening in Northern California right now. You all, whether you know it or not, are instituting gradually what is called the coordination process. It's not the final solution. It's just a way to keep the federal government and so forth off of your backs until we can begin to bring reason back into our legal system. And the coordination process is something that's built into most California law, is built into all federal law, requires that the individual communities have a voice in implementation of either state or federal law in their local area. And if you can develop what's these committees and so forth that work with the appointed or the elected officials, like the city council or county commission or school district or whatever is elected, you have a tremendous voice in what kind, how different laws, especially federal laws, are implemented in your area. It's been extremely successful where it's been implied. In fact, I like to use the example that over the last 3 years, a couple of very small little towns
the town councils and city school districts and so forth confronted the state of Texas about putting in the NAFTA superhighway, or what they call Trans-Texas through Texas. This is a half-mile wide interstate-like transportation system that has not only roads but utilities and so forth. And they were ready to start construction a year ago, and this small group of people were able to literally stop it dead in its tracks. It was $90 billion. The contract was already let out, and they stopped it dead in its tracks. It's now dead.
And they did this through just by organizing together a small group of people.
That's correct. Called the coordination process. I'll explain it more at the meeting. It's in my book.
Right.
And by the way, if you can't get to the meeting, take a look at the book. It's at rescuingamericabook.com, rescuingamericabook.com. I've got nothing but high praise from people who have read it. It's been read by many congresswomen people, and they love it. It's one of those things where all of a sudden, if you understand what's going on, it all comes together for you.
Okay. Hey, Doctor, we've got like 2 minutes left, and we want to make sure everybody knows where you're going to be.
You can call 365-1173. Dr. Kaufman is going to be the keynote speaker at the kickoff breakfast Thursday morning here in at the Anderson Gaia Hotel. That's going to be Thursday morning, and he's going to be speaking about his book, so many other things. He's got a list of so many things that you've accomplished, one of which is that you have you're a scientist, an ecologist. You've been involved in ecosystem research for over 20 years. You are currently president of the Environmental Perspectives and executive director of Sovereignty International. You played a key role in stopping the ratification of the Convention of Biological Diversity, that treaty in the U.S. Senate, an hour before the Senate was scheduled to vote on its ratification. There's so much to learn from Dr. Michael Kaufman. He will be speaking here at the Gaia Hotel on Thursday morning. $25 are the tickets. You can purchase those at SierraCascadeExpo.com, or you may call, again, 365-1173.
And I believe, Doc, you're going to be on a couple other shows that's going to be on our station here.
Yes, as far as I know, I'm going to be. I don't know the exact times yet or
we'll
when
get those
day,
out.
But I hear that I will be.
Okay, Doctor, we have to run here. We've got a break, but thank you so much for being on, and we'll push this to get as many people down there as we can.
All right, well, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Carl and Linda Bach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 8:05 on February the 9th, 2011.
Our chat room is open.
And is being used.
KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Espresso Joe's gives you great coffee at great prices, and they offer up a free meeting room with free Wi-Fi if you're there for Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley support our community in so many different ways, and our veteran community in a lot of ways. We're really proud to have Joe and Shelley as our friends and as our sponsors. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And congratulations, John. You won those two tickets to All My Sons. Come by and get them. They'll be at the front desk, 1326 Market Street. And the weather. Let's go to the weather. Beautiful temperatures today, 47 degrees right now. If you're just tuning in, it's going to be a sunny, beautiful day with highs of 65 and a beautiful, clear evening, 35. Love it when they have in the little box. Tonight's clear, so you can see a moon. So there's no haziness. This is stargazing time. We feel so blessed to really have this show and to be able to talk about what's going on in our world. And this is a perfect example of what it is to bring on somebody who is so involved that helps people in this community to find grace, to find a place that they can go and have a brethren, especially in times when you feel like your world is in crises. And we have somebody very special in the studio that we want to, A, thank you for the service that you do in our community, and B, for coming forth to talk about something that was, that's been a huge tragedy that's still going on in Egypt.
Our guest is Dr. Ann Muir, senior pastor of the Pilgrim United Church of Christ. And good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Thank you.
And the thing is, we were kind of following your Facebook passage through Egypt. You decided to go to Egypt. And on vacation, you have, I believe you have a niece that lives there?
Right. My niece works for the State Department, and she was based there now. She's evacuated, too.
Well, and then, so Dr. Muir was there having a great time looking at all those great, vistas that we
Egyptian
see.
Egyptian artifacts.
Yeah, you know, the pyramids and all that. And something broke out. What was that there, yeah. Dr. Muir?
First, I'd like to say I was able to be there for 3 weeks throughout January, and I love to do the tourist things. Of course, I did the pyramids. I rode on camels. I crawled into the pyramids and then couldn't walk for 2 days after. It's really uses lots of different muscles.
Is this something you would... Okay, let's just try to forget the unrest right there right now. Egypt.
Right.
You know, I've never been there. I don't think you've ever been, right?
My parents have been, and they did the trip on the Nile, mm-hmm. and yeah, all the beautiful things.
Tell us a little bit about that. Was it beautiful? Was it?
But you know, Egypt is exotic and wonderful. And you can go in, you can fly in, take a limo to your hotel, beautiful, gorgeous hotels, see all the sights, and get back on the plane, and you've seen the Egypt for tourists. But I did that. I mean, I wasn't in a fancy hotel. The reason I could stay there so long, of course, is because I had family with an apartment. But I did all the sightseeing, but I like to get on the ground, as I say. And so I was doing a lot of walks around town. I had 2 weeks when my niece was working. I was just by myself. I don't speak Arabic. And actually, as a single woman out on the street, you don't really speak to anyone. So I just walked in silence and took
pictures. Did you wear Western clothing?
I did. And a lot of people do.
A lot of people do. It's more of a secular society.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so I was sending pictures back on my Facebook,
right.
because I wanted people to see what Egypt looked like. And Egypt, it's beautiful in the historic piece, but Egypt today, Cairo is a city of 20 million people in the size, you know, maybe... like Seattle. I mean,
they're packed on top of each other.
There are two neighborhoods in Cairo that have the highest density of population in the world. So it's a lot of people, and the poverty is so evident. The broken infrastructure. I put some of those kinds of pictures out on my Facebook. Streets and sidewalks that are broken down, buildings tumbling, garbage all over the place. The shops, the places where people buy their food, are not where we would ever think of touching that food.
Kind of third world, deep third world.
Very, very much. The most poignant picture I have is this woman selling her bread in the morning, and there's this old American car, I don't know, old Chevy or something, and it's filthy dirty. The windshield is smashed. There's garbage all around it in this kind of side street. And she's got a blanket spread over the hood and the top of it with her fresh bread just out there. And people are coming by and just pulling a bread, not wrapped, just off that dirty car in the middle of the garbage place. And that's their breakfast. Those are the kinds of scenes that help me understand what the energy was of the young people who decided to protest.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Dr. Ann Muir, who was there walking the streets in the best sense.
Right,
of trying,
right.
You know, doing a reconnaissance of the area because she had the opportunity to walk and see the people, interact with the people there in Cairo before the protest began.
So we're going to do a little bit of a timeline, I think.
Yeah,
here. We're
going
to talk about how beautiful it was when you went there and how you got to see the historical monuments and the beauty and then how things unfolded. And then, of course, with the evacuation and having to be held up in the, you know, we're going to get back to that stuff here in a moment. Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. We'll be back after these messages.
1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:15 in the morning on February the 9th. We're having a great day today. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Mike's Music on Cypress, right behind the gas station there from Safeway, and on in that little shopping area there. 243-3774. Mike sells great instruments, great prices. Anything you want to learn how to play, he's got, and then they will give you instructions on it. They'll give you very professional instructions, and they have their own studios there. And Linda goes down and uses them several times, and when she's doing her rehearsals. That's Mike's Music, local guy, 243-3774. Go and visit him. Our guest, Dr. Ann Muir, who decided to go to Egypt for, you know, sightseeing and a vacation, and ended up in a huge government protest. So, okay, let's go back to, you went there to, of course, do just your regular tourist kind of thing. And you're very fortunate to have a niece that lives there and works at the embassy, so you had a place to stay. So you could really kind of get into the local environment.
Right.
And so you were taking that opportunity to see what was going on in Cairo, not understanding or not even looking at something like this was going to happen.
Right. But you know, the embassy itself, nobody expected this to happen. You know,
that's what I heard.
It was an absolute surprise all the way around. And the first protest, which was on Tuesday the 25th, which was slated specifically on that day because it was a day to honor the police force. Everyone knew that was happening. The embassy knew that was happening, of course, but nobody was concerned about it. It was just a protest that was going to happen and go away. And as a matter of fact, I was on the Nile on my Nile cruise on that day, and things went just as we expected it to be, and no one was concerned, except for that it was a lot larger than anyone thought. But then the group that had organized that,
That protest.
Mm-hmm.
And what group was that? Do you know?
It was a group that's called the 6th of April Youth Movement. The 6th of April Youth Movement, you can see them, they have a Facebook page, and you can see what they're all about if you can read Arabic. But, of course, it's all in Arabic. And
well, that's rude of them.
Yeah.
But don't they have a way that you can do, you can change your language on the internet? You can translate it into "I need to see it," and won't it take?
Right.
Isn't there a program that does
there's
that?
There's a Google program that will translate. You can put it through if you want to.
Probably lose just a few nuances, I think, on that.
That is a great thing. But anyway, they are a group that started in 2008 around textile, a labor protest on the textile industry, and so they had put out on Facebook invite people to come to the square to honor the protest from 2008, and 50,000 people had signed up. You know, on Facebook you can say I'm coming.
Yeah.
50,000 people said they were coming, and about 100,000 people showed up, and that shocked everybody. And so they decided to have another one on Friday right after the prayers.
And that's the 6th of April group.
Right, the 6th of April group was the ones that they don't think of themselves, from what I've read, as a political group. They think of themselves as a young person's voice in the country. And, you know, two-thirds of Egypt is under 30 years old.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't realize how young that country... Well, it's...
That's staggering.
Well, it's because when you get older, you die there.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm an old lady there.
Oh, yeah. And I would be...
I wonder what the average age as far as in their 50s, you'll see the people are passing away in the Egypt. They don't live as long because of maybe their health care or what the statistics are.
Right, this is the health care, and I just described some of the living conditions. It's just a shorter lifespan.
Yeah.
So there's a huge young population, and they're educated, and they are on the Internet. So
and there's not a lot of jobs.
And the jobless rate is huge.
It's huge. So you have they're educated. They've got ways to communicate, and there's no jobs.
And they see what's happening in the rest of the world. They know that what's happening in Egypt is not what it's like in the U.S. or in France. They can see that.
Yeah, one of the things that we said, you know, that we've noticed a couple of decades ago, when you start following this, is that the huge impact that the cable and satellite TV mm-hmm. was having, mm-hmm. which is why Saddam mm-hmm. is saying, if you were found with a phones mm-hmm. or a satellite dish, you were executed right
mm-hmm.
then,
mm-hmm.
because it shares ideas. Mm-hmm. And when we were in Europe, we were watching the kids watching MTV.
Mm-hmm.
And had a dramatic impact on them. And the ladies were watching Oprah mm-hmm. in the afternoon mm-hmm. in Zagreb, mm-hmm. Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that, I mean, so when they see this, they say, why can't I live like that?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't
mm-hmm.
I have the freedom to do that and or have an opportunity at a job?
Exactly.
Wow.
So I was on my cruise in the Nile. I'm sitting on the deck of the boat having a Campari and watching the world go by, and we really were not concerned. My niece was not concerned, and, of course, she has immediate communication from the embassy at all times. We knew the protest was going to be big on Friday, and our only concern was to get back to the apartment before the traffic got bad.
Right.
And so we were lucky. We got in. We got in about 11 o'clock in the morning and had our driver right there ready to pick us up and took us to the apartment about noon. So we were just happy to be back home, unpacking our stuff, taking a shower, that kind of thing. And then we got a call from the embassy at about 4 o'clock saying that the expectation of that they were already gathering on the square and in other areas of town, the expectation that it was going to be very big, perhaps unruly, and that we were required to stay in the apartment. So that shut us into the apartment.
Okay, and we have to take a break. And what day was that then?
That was Friday.
That was Friday. Okay. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest is Dr. Ann Muir, who was in Cairo when the protest began. You know, this is a great story. I love this, you know, because when you live in the middle of history.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to share it like this is great. Join us after these messages. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're chatting at KCNR1460.com. 8:25 in the morning, February 9th. This portion of the show brought to you by Lumberjacks, local business, local family. They're having down at Lumberjacks at 501 East Cypress, they've got a seniors menu that is second to none. Got to be 55 or older. But two entrees for $12. We're talking anything from turkey dinner to honey-cured ham to Bad Bob's favorite, sautéed liver and onions. So that's it, Lumberjacks. And that goes from, that is two for $12 on their senior menu, 501 East Cypress. Our guest, Dr. Ann Muir,
who is a senior pastor of the Pilgrim United Church of Christ. And we're so happy to have you with us. I mean, you're right in the smack of something that, you know, of course, we just see snippets.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We didn't, like, you were in the midst of it. Was there ever a moment, I know that you said you had to be holed up for 4 days. Was there a moment in that time, because, you know, we're so used to being free,
mm-hmm.
that you felt like, what's going to happen next? Where you start to plan out, where did you go in your mind?
Right. Obviously, that was the case. And I, on Saturday morning, I called my the carrier that I had my tickets with. I was scheduled to fly out of Cairo the following Friday. So I called to see if I could get earlier flights out. And I was told that all commercial flights were canceled until further notice. So that was a little bit unnerving because I didn't know what was going to happen there.
That means it's a little more serious than
yes,
you were thinking.
Exactly.
It's like martial law in a way.
But, you know, the reason they canceled the flight was not, the flights were not canceled because of fear of safety. There was nothing happening.
Mm-hmm.
But because everybody canceled their tickets, and so they're not going to fly an empty airline in. It's
commercial. So people were not flying
decision.
In, right?
People are not
okay.
flying in.
So it wasn't a danger thing.
It wasn't a danger thing. It was a business decision.
Well, that's interesting. See, I didn't know that part. But
mm-hmm.
it makes sense. Why would I fly all these empty planes in, even though you could fill them on their way out?
Right. And whether they could fill them on the way out, I mean, it would be just a chance. They wouldn't
right.
fly an empty plane in until they knew they had tickets sold. But anyway, but that was a little bit of an eye-opener for me. But I still weren't concerned. I was more concerned about getting back to the States and doing things I needed to be doing. But on Friday when we were there, when we were told to hold up, we opened a bottle of wine, made a nice dinner, and put Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice on the, on the DVD. You know, we were just that two girls having an evening.
Yes, you get lost in that one wonderfully.
And we're looking down her apartment. We were on the 11th floor, which was good once things got kind of crazy down there. And we were looking down on this elite country club. That's what her view was, this really fancy country club back from the British days. And there was an official croquet game going on down there. And so everything's shut down, the curfew's happening, and they're playing out that croquet game. That was surreal. But then that night, during the night, we heard a lot of explosions, a lot of gunfire, and that was totally unnerving to me. I've never had that kind of experience in my life. And so when I thought that I would wake up and find out that thousands of people had been killed, because really there was gunfire all night long. And then my niece helped me discern the difference between the explosion of a gas tear gas canisters make a big explosion. And I realized that's mostly what I was hearing. And we could hear the crowd chanting. We were about a mile from the square. But anyway, what we realized watching in the morning was that the police were actually shooting off firecrackers. So they were doing, there was some gunfire, but I realized that it was a matter of crowd control. It's dark at night. If it's quiet, people are going to decide to go out and see what's happening. If it's dark at night and you're hearing what sounds like gunfire, you're going to stay in your house. So actually that calmed me a little bit instead of concerning.
It was a crowd control thing as opposed to a mass gunfire and people getting killed in the
streets. Exactly. There are very few people killed.
Right. In fact, throughout the whole protest for over a couple of weeks there. We've got to take a break. We have to break for news here.
I think the numbers are like 300 or 400 people that were killed.
In all of Egypt.
In all of Egypt.
The Suez and Alexandria had worse times.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a break. Dr. Ann Muir is our guest. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about this. Join us after these messages.
NR 1460 on your dial. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Going to be a beautiful day today. It's 48 degrees. It's going to be high today of 65 and clear. Tonight we're going to have a 35 temperature, drop to 35, and we have clear days ahead of us.
That's right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop, great haircuts, great prices. They give discounts to veterans. DC and Tim and the Man in Black support our community, support our veteran community. They are man's last stronghold. That's right, man's last stronghold. And we don't mean that in a bad sense. They give haircuts. There's no hairstyle in there. And you won't get your toes painted.
Hey, if you're just getting in the car, turning on the radio, our guest this morning is Dr. Ann Muir, who is senior pastor of Pilgrim United Church of Christ. We're talking about what happened in Egypt. Dr. Muir was there. In Egypt.
Was fortunate enough to be there during the protest.
Yeah. I mean, what an experience. And then her daughter's in the embassy.
My niece.
Your niece is involved with the embassy, mm-hmm. Excuse me. So you were on kind of both sides and in the middle.
Right.
We should have had, you know, it's too bad, you know, when we have things like this when people travel. We need to have people tell us they're going someplace and we get their phone number.
Yeah.
And then we call them and say, understand there's a huge riot going on outside your window. Can you tell us what it's like?
Yeah. So what happened? When did you hear that you had to evacuate? Was it a call? Was it a loudspeaker? Was it, you know, where, what happened?
Yeah, well, my niece has a old-fashioned shortwave radio, this big ugly thing that sits on the dam. It goes crackle, crackle, then you start listening to it. And that's the communication directly from the embassy. And it was late Sunday night when they said mandatory evacuation for all dependents in the morning. Be prepared to be picked up by 8 o'clock. And so she called and said, does my aunt count as a dependent? And they said yes, which was very good news to me.
Yes.
It's interesting, though, because they have a no double standard rule. That is, the people connected with the embassy and the dependents cannot get a better treatment or more information than the private U.S. citizens. And so as they start evacuating, every plane that goes out has to have 50-50 embassy personnel and private citizens. But, of course, the private citizen avenue to get your name on there is a lot more difficult. So what I had by being connected was my name was on a short list, and I was picked up by an embassy van. It's Monday morning about 11 o'clock and driven first to a compound where we were all got our names taken and everything, and then put on a bus. And once we were put on a bus, that was our group, and they knew which airplane we were going on and where we were going to. We didn't know, but it was a we were put into groups. What got me was that gathering there were the number of mothers with young children, and so you know that the embassy was not the least bit expecting difficult times. They do not send young families into difficult countries.
Right.
But there were dozens of families. The mothers were leaving, more likely than not. Some were both employees, but most of them, the husbands are state employees. And so the mothers are there. They have babes on their, on their, wrapped up on their chests in the carriers, and 2 and 3 year olds running around. I was taken by the number of young people that were being evacuated that were that's our diplomatic corps, those young families.
What was the mood at that time?
At that time, the mothers were saying, why do we have to do this? We'll be back next week. You know, even in the evacuation, there's this sense of disbelief
there was no sense of danger.
There's no sense of danger, sense of being inconvenienced.
So was there any hysteria within the compound?
None at all. No hysteria. It was very organized. And, well, we were standing. I stood in line from 11 o'clock in the morning till 7 at night when we finally got on the plane. My legs and hips were very tired of standing because there was a lot of processing going on. But that was all. It was just standing in line and being processed through. My plane went to Athens, so they just took us to Athens. And once we got off the plane, they said we had a chit at the hotel that's right there for half price. Well, the cheapest room in that hotel is 300 euros, and so I got it for 150 euros, which is about 200 bucks. It's the most I've ever spent on myself in a hotel room. But
I'm sure you had all the amenities in there.
It was just good to be safe and know where we're going.
How comes the plastic in those moments?
Exactly. That's when it's good to have.
Now, you are, first of all, we want to thank you so much for being on, and you are going to be speaking Friday. Could you share with our listeners where one can come hear you talk about this experience and more?
Right. The Shasta County Interfaith Forum is sponsoring a talk that will be held at First Christian Church, which is on the corner of Buenaventura and Placer, just right there on the corner. And that'll be 5:30 on Friday. And I'll have some slides, and people can ask questions.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Usually when myself and my friends get there, this has happened, and we're coming in, moving in to help evacuate people like this. But it sounds like that it was once it started,
well orchestrated.
But there was no violence directed at the Americans or the embassy or any. And I think that makes a huge difference. Like that, that sense of danger. However, when you have that many people in the streets, that much going on, and then when the gunfire does start, it's indiscriminate at times.
But the concern was for the loss of water and food, and that's the concern, was what would happen if things got shut down.
Electricity was cut down. That's right, and then you'd have to start bringing
like what happened with Katrina.
Bring them in anywhere. Yeah,
that was the fear.
Right. Okay, we're gonna take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
To KCNR 1460. Hey, by the way, tonight at the Hilton Garden Inn at 4:30, it's the Mercy Regional Cancer Center and the UCSF Helen Diller Family Comprehensive Cancer Center offers. They're going to be offering a women's health symposium, and this is free. So plan now to attend. It's we're going to be talking about the professionals are going to be sharing the latest and greatest information on cancer that is most experienced by women. So it's an evening dedicated to the latest and greatest in the detection and treatment of
women-related cancers. Free tonight for you, the public, 4:30 to 7, and that is the Hilton Garden Inn.
And I think that's going to be a great symposium. And we had the Dr. Strickland on yesterday talking about that. I would encourage everybody to go. I mean, after listening to her speak, and they're bringing in experts, some really good people here, these doctors, to talk about this. And it is free, and it's a good way for people to go and find out information that they may not have asked their doctor. They have, you know, that, you know, bring your husband, bring your, you know, bring somebody there too, so they understand. Our guest, Dr. Ann Muir. And we were talking about how she was in Egypt for sightseeing and visiting her niece. And then while she was there, she somehow instigated protests that started with 500,000 people running through the streets.
A lot of people.
Dr. Muir says it was not her fault, though. Is that okay? Now, you were evacuated into Athens.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, most people thought it was an inconvenience, people that were stationed there, all the State Department. But what happens next?
Well, then you're on your own. You had to make your own arrangements. Even they had to make their own arrangements. Everybody had to make their own arrangements. The commercial carriers, though, were 100% helpful in changing tickets over and getting things going. But the funny thing is, I got to Athens. I had tickets already for Friday from Frankfurt back home. So I thought, well, since I was told first that I'd have to pay $250 to change my tickets, I thought, well, I'll just spend a couple of days in Athens and go up to Frankfurt. And then when I went to the concierge and asked about how to do things, he says, oh, all the public employees are on strike. There's no way to get downtown. I thought, okay, I'm just getting out of here. But my carrier did change my tickets without any cost.
Oh, well, you know what? That's good. Who was your carrier?
Lufthansa. They were
okay.
Wonderful.
Now that's, you know, because some people are really getting jacked.
Yeah. And you know, I will get a bill from the government
for flying
me out of there. You do get billed for that. And you had to sign
that.
Yeah.
No,
you do. Because they charter the plane in,
yeah.
And it was up front. They tell you that.
Yeah, you know that. I mean, it's like they don't charge you right then. They let you out of the country.
Right.
Well, let's go and we'll close this segment. We'd love to hear your lasting impression.
Yeah. Well, one thing I want to say is that I was so impressed with the embassy, the State Department employees. And, you know, those people are military.
You have a lot of Marines at the embassies.
Right,
there,
but the State Department employees themselves are military classes.
Uh-huh.
And we need to remember them, too. You know, they put themselves out.
There's security there. Yes.
There's the security. There's the connection. And they are the U.S. citizens' safety valve wherever they are. That's their job. And they are fabulous. I was so pleased with how I was taken care of, how everyone was taken care of. And I just want to say kudos to the our State Department employees there.
You know, a lot of times you don't hear about it.
That's
nice to hear.
People,
well, they're in every country. And
testimony there.
And they take and they start off a lot of times in bad places.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so they learn the ropes there in places that you can't bring your families mm-hmm. to, that it is tough and it is dangerous. Then they kind of work their way up to good mm-hmm. postings. But there's security officers there that they're hired. A lot of them are former military,
mm-hmm.
and that but they are there and liaisoning with the local authorities and all that. But you're right. You know, unsung heroes.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, in the smaller groups at the embassies and the State Department, you never hear about.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Dr. Ann Muir. And Friday again, give us the information if you'd like to go to hear Dr. Ann Muir speak and show slides about what she experienced. Friday night, you're going to be.
It's at First Christian Church in Placer and Buenaventura at 5:30.
At 5:30.
It's a one-hour program.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being our
guest.
Thank
you a lot. Thank you so much.
It's great to be here.
And coming up after the break, you guys, we have a very special treat. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Okay. We have very special guests in the house, as I promised. Last year, I cried. Is there a Linda in the house? We have a special delivery for Linda.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very L. give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for you and me.
You know, it just, you know, it warms my heart because when the four of you are singing, you are smiling and your hearts are filled with just this joyous moment. Because, you know, as you're going to go out and do singing telegrams, you're bringing this beautiful, like a moving Valentine that's live, the action's right in front of somebody, and there's nothing better than this. We're going to go into another song, but I wanted to find out exactly you guys are the Northern Gateway Chorus. So you're talking about right. The Northern Gateway Chorus, mm-hmm. But you this is your 13th annual Singing Valentines?
Yes, it is.
Well, tell us some more.
Well, we have a wonderful opportunity, especially for the procrastinators that haven't gotten around to thinking about Valentine's. Next Monday, we have a very wonderful alternative to flowers, candy, and perfume. For $40, you can send a singing Valentine performed by a quartet singing two love songs in a cappella harmony. And this includes a Valentine and a little special gift, too.
Well, what you brought in was a beautiful plant, little tulip plant, and some chocolates. And what I love about this, too, is that the pretty ladies dressed in red sequin vest. You might have seen them on the Sweetheart Auction at Channel 9. You've seen them around town just last week. But how exciting. $40. Okay, you can't buy roses for that, but this is a lasting impression. What if somebody's in the hospital or somebody's kind of down and it's, you know, they've gone through the January dumps, you know, and so here it is February. My husband or my girlfriend, they've forgotten about me. They haven't thought about me. And all of a sudden you show up at an office and sing a song like, what
Let Me Call You Sweetheart. Want to hear that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you.
All right, so here, how do we get a hold of you for bookings? Because this is going to go fast.
Very easy. Just call 246-SING, S-I-N-G, or 246-7464.
That's 246-SING.
Mm-hmm. And Marilyn will be there to take your order and see where we can place you on our calendar. And we are offering this opportunity to the greater Redding area. We don't go down as far as Red Bluff, and we don't go to Mount Shasta, but the circular area around the city of Redding will be just fine. And we go to lots of different places, hospitals, homes, work environment. Women seem to love to send us their husband and kind of embarrass them.
The guys
are touched.
We're going to have to run here, but the first thing that came to my mind was somebody's walking out to their car after work, and all of a sudden you guys appear.
That would be fun.
And they're looking around like, oh, my God, how special could you make somebody feel out of the blue?
Mm-hmm.
We're in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. We've sung at Costco Pharmacy before.
Well, thank you, ladies. Again, it is the 13th Annual Singing Valentine's. Call 246-SING. That's 246-7464. Ladies, thank you so much. And hopefully we'll see you, hear you tomorrow night on the Spot with Linda Bott.
We're looking forward
to it. I know you're hitting all the stations and everything. Best of luck to you. And you guys are just great. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Okay. Well,
this portion of the show has been brought to you by, we can't forget.
Yeah, Tobacco and Brew.
Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's.
Yeah, 2143 Hilltop Drive. One of our favorite places. They're great to our veteran community. They have just great prices on that. Espresso Joe's for coffee and everything. And thanks a lot, ladies. You know, it's
look at this beautiful.
It always makes our day. You know, you talk about community radio.
Just the
you don't
pillow.
Get more community radio than
love
you get
it.
Right here at KCNR 1460.
Cookies
I tell you.
You know, moments like that are what set this station apart in my mind. You know, just to have those. I mean, anybody can talk politics all day and what's wrong with the world,
yeah.
And then you bring in that, and that's just it puts a little better shine on the day.
Well, you know what? That's you know we.
Yeah, it makes
we
my heart feel.
Yeah.
But because
this is a great community. We love it here. And if there's things like that, that's, I mean, why not have them on? Why if you're going to have a radio station, why not have on our community?
Four women with beautiful smiles that come in and bring a card that's handmade. It says, please be our Valentine Northern Gateway Course featuring Shastapella. Cookies for the guys, tulips for the women. What a nice, I mean, really. We didn't have them scheduled. They were over at our sister station, KLXR. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. So here we talked about Egypt. We talked about all these things.
Dr. Michael Kaufman, yes. Talking about saving America and the Constitution. We've been talking about, you know, rezoning parts of Shasta County. We had Dr. Ann Muir that was there for the beginning of the can
protest.
We say, well, protest and maybe the revolution in Egypt was there and when it began and was evacuated from it, and the story about that. And then we have the Sweet Adelines. I mean, what's next? Are we going to have, like, I'm afraid to look out the door and see what happens.
We
the
have
guy
a
maybe that's out there yelling at our yelling at our sign. Just remember, my friends, this is KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio. And we love having you listen and love having you in our audience. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.